we can move with all the Hello, everyone. This is Lorraine Christie, and it is 5-Minute Monday. Let's be honest. These episodes are probably going to be over 5 minutes, but I hope you enjoy it, and I guess we'll go ahead and just dive right in. Truth be told, there's so much hope that needs to be heard, but no one says a word. It's time we talk about it. We've been dancing all around this for too long. Let's talk about it. Happy Monday, everyone. I hope that you had a great Monday, and you're probably listening to this when it's Tuesday, because I am recording this a little late, but today has just been one of those days. It has been a long day. Funny story, I thought for a second it was Tuesday, and I was super bummed because when I was believing that it was Tuesday, I thought I didn't record a 5-Minute Monday episode. And then I realized that it was still Monday, and then I still had time to do it. And then it ended up getting super late, and now I'm recording this later in the evening in my vehicle. So, yeah, it's just been one of those days. I do want to say that I am extremely thankful, like beyond thankful. I don't even know if there's another word for like big, big thankful. I'm so thankful for everybody that listens to this podcast. My first podcast, I officially have 141 listeners or 41 listens. So I don't know if people listen to it multiple times, but it says that 141 people have listened to the podcast. So I am so thankful for everyone that listens to this podcast. I know that you could be doing a trillion different things with your time. And even if you're listening to it while you're driving or you're cooking or you're doing something, just that you would take the time to listen to what I have to say just means a lot to me, and I just want to say thank you and pause and stop what you were doing and text me or Instagram that you were listening, because I want to know who listens. I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear if there's something that you would like me to talk about, or if there's someone that maybe you would like me to have on, or if there's a certain subject that you would want me or my point of view on. I mean, I know I don't have like all the knowledge in the world, but I mean, I think I have a pretty decent head on my shoulder. So I would love just to give you some thoughts on maybe a certain topic if you would like. I know for me, I love relationships. I love relationships. I love people. So me doing this series where I'm just interviewing people about their views on marriage, their views on dating, is something that I absolutely love. So I hope that you guys are enjoying this. I love hearing how people met. I love hearing people's stories. I love hearing the things that they've gained from being married, things that they've learned in their amount of time being married. And that's just something that I've always enjoyed. And I guess too, because I'm single and I think that by the time I get married, I want to go in with as much knowledge, and I want to go into marriage with my eyes wide open. And I think that's one of the reasons why I love interviewing married people, is because I don't want to have a false idea of what marriage is. And also, I think when you can sit and talk with people that are married, it gives me an opportunity while I'm single to do things and not fix things about me, but it's starting to realize in talking to people that some of the really successful marriages and marriages that work really good are, one, built off God, and the second is built off people that find their fulfillment from Him. I heard something this weekend that I thought was so good, and it was basically saying that, you know, we don't find our hope and our joy and our peace in someone. We find those things in God. And when we're filled up with those things, it overflows out into our relationships, into our relationships with our spouse. It overflows into our relationships with people, that when we get the fruit of the spirits from God, not from our spouse, because they can't give us those things. Only God can give us peace, joy, happiness, and all those things. And when we're overflowed in those things in God, then it overflows into our relationships. And I just thought that was so good. So I know that I love hearing from married people. I love getting advice. I love seeing people's perspective on dating. So I have been really enjoying doing this. So I hope that you guys have been enjoying this series. So if there's something that you would like me to talk about, please, feel free to text me or Instagram, message me. But even if you don't have an idea, just text me that you listen, because I can't explain how thankful I am, for the people that listen. And I just want to know who listens. And so I want to put a face to a number and a name to a number. So, reach out to me. I would love to hear from you. So until next time, I hope you guys have a great week. Do something that scares you this week. I'm going to challenge you to do something that scares you this week. Step outside of your comfort zone. I have a cousin who a couple weeks ago posted that she had went and had coffee by herself, and I thought that was so brave to do something that normally would terrify her or kind of give her a little bit of anxiety. She did it and she faced it, and I thought, man, that's so brave. So I challenge you guys this week, do something that scares you. Step outside of your comfort zone, pursue something that maybe you've been scared to pursue, or take a chance and do something. So that's all I have for you guys today. I love you, and I can't wait for you guys to hear Friday's episode. So until then, I will talk to you later. Have a good night. Bye.